Panic Wagon Radio is now on the air. Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
As opposed to like slightly nifty hell? There's a slightly nifty hell?
That's what I'm asking you. I mean, it's either really bad hell or what other type of hell is that?
Well, there's great hell.
What great hell?
Well, death and you didn't go to heaven. I would consider that great hell. Wouldn't you?
No. That's hell. Hell is hell. Heaven is heaven. There is no in between.
Then this
makes you Catholic?
No.
Okay, then there is no in between.
And this makes for a very pointless discussion. But hey, this is a demo for hopefully Spankwagon East. I'm the Reverend Hammer. Who the hell are you?
Pappy!
Yeah.
Pappy Kuhn.
For the few of you who ever heard his voice. Well, we're doing this for Trencher to hopefully get our own live show.
So we have bloody likely.
Not bloody likely?
Not
God.
Bloody likely.
You're so cynical.
I'm not cynical. I'm realistic.
There's a difference between cynicism and realism, man.
Yeah, I've been disappointed too many times. Now, go ahead.
But anyway, hopefully we get a live show out of this and be under the Spankwagon name instead of having to go through all the setup of being JSTFU, wherever the fuck we want to be. So, Trench, please! We want to be under that name. Make our lives a lot easier. And I don't have to learn PHP to do the message boards. You already have it set up. Thanks. Anyway, any particular reason why you're doing this?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. I mean, you're the only other person here.
I don't know. You talk to yourself.
Yeah, but I don't. I talk to myself. I don't talk to imaginary friends.
And the difference being?
That there's... I'm not like...
I've seen you answer yourself, so there is no difference. Why am I doing this? Basically because you asked me to. I have nothing better to do at this point, and I'm not tired enough to go to sleep yet.
Oh, that's different from the answer you gave me the other day.
Yeah, well, that was the other day. I was probably more tired then.
No, because I remember you were quite awake at that time. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you were much louder.
Yeah, so I get, like, pissy sometimes.
See, that's why we should have went to the mall.
Like, that's Trench.
I mean, that's why we should have went to the mall before we did this. So we could develop enough passivity there.
No, I had enough of, like, the 4-foot-tall Mexican goth chick at the mall yesterday. If I was seeing it again today, I would have killed you.
Why would you have killed me? Because it's my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
There you go.
Note to myself, keep some of this ideas to myself. Anyway, well, that, and I don't want to see any 4-foot Mexican goth chick flashing her boxers, I think.
I don't know what the hell they were.
I'm just glad that the rest got a better look.
Okay.
But, no, the reason I'm doing this...
Why are you doing this?
You've known me doing the Don't Damn Me segments. I've only liked 2 of them out of the 9 I've done.
Well, blame yourself.
Yeah, here's the thing. I have no interaction with anybody, so I can't, like, bounce ideas off and all that. I work better around people.
So what, do you have to have a partner to masturbate or what?
No. Well, vocally masturbate, maybe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
You start this shit and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Start what shit?
Go on with your segment.
But anyway, I've not been happy with it, so hopefully this will be a little more
productive, entertaining. What is
everything he said?
Okay, there we go.
So, but
Mr. Thesaurus over here.
You're doing this because you're bored.
Yeah.
The other day you told me you were doing this because you're too pissed off. And you need to get it out.
Yeah, but I got laid last night, so it doesn't really bug me that much right now.
We're going to have to stop that.
No.
Just
because you don't get any doesn't mean that I should, alright? Come on. So you gotta keep it moving. You can't just sit there and look
it's
stupid.
It's just kind of like,
The audience can't see you looking
no,
stupid,
No, the thing is, you know, I'm just kind of sitting here and like, fuck, I don't want to admit he's right, but he is right. Fuck! God.
You know I'm right. I'm always right. One way or another, I'm always right, and I can prove it.
Yeah, I know.
That's the reason you have me in here.
I've always told people that, you know, we have ways of proving, you know, they're the start of problems, you know, from everything from the Republican Party to Crystal Pepsi.
Would you like me to shovel the shit out of your mouth so you can talk?
Okay.
That looks better, too.
From the Republican Party to Crystal Pepsi, and you're one of the right people.
I guess.
So, anyway.
I still like old New Coke.
Oh, you're not the only one! But as far as I can tell, we're the only two.
Oh, well.
Everybody I've talked to says, like, old New Coke 2 sucked.
Well, they're a bunch of uncultured, no taste bud having motherfuckers. Aside from that, it's just you and me.
And we're all alone in the world. Sad, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
See, I get laid. You don't. That's why it's
sad. So I'm the sad one here.
Yeah.
God, I feel lonely right now. Like,
don't feel that lonely, please.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you got me in this little dink of a room that you have backed into a corner, and we're talking about you not getting any and being lonely.
Now,
I am not feeling warm and fuzzy right now.
Okay, now, admittedly, I refer to this room as a prison cell because it's like 10 by 10, except it's missing the stainless steel toilet, sink, water fountain, whatever fuck. I'm not going to, like, try to bend you over this desk and have
my
because
you ain't Bubba.
No, I'm not.
And I'm sure I could find a knife somewhere.
And you're stronger than me. How the hell that is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't do anything.
Yeah, but you got some strong-ass fingers, man.
Well, fingers.
You just point. I got bruises for a week, fucker.
Maybe that's why I get laid and you don't. I have strong fingers.
But wouldn't that get boring after a while?
To who?
I don't know. I guess considering the other party.
It's just the thing to get started, okay? It's ignition. After a while, you idle for a while. You can throw it to the floor. Aside from that...
throw it to the floor. Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of, like, sex being, like, referenced by carpentry terms, but automotive?
Hey, so I'm starting a new trend. Anyhow.
We're good at that.
Anyhow.
How about a bit of news?
A bit of news?
A bit of news.
A bit of news.
So we can make fun of it.
News.
Because... Dateline, Florida, I can't get laid to save my goddamn life. What else is new? Anyway.
And who really cares?
Not anybody, because that would explain why I don't get any.
Dude, with as many hoses we got going down 14th Street, you could get laid.
Yeah, two things. One, I'd like to save my money, and two, I don't want to come back with pets.
Okay, so you get, like, the younger crowd. I mean, we got them walking up and down the streets about 7-9 years old.
Yeah, then I'd be getting arrested for two things. Prostitution, or actually, what would the term be?
Pimping and pandering, or solicitation of sex via minor.
Thank you. And then I would also be arrested as a pedophile.
Sorry, I don't know that through experience. Don't go there. I remember that little skit, Pappy Coon, little Irish, whatever. I'm going to get you for that one, but go ahead.
One of these days. They never fell for that joke, man.
Some people have no sense of humor.
I mean, Claude's response was just beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean,
it was great.
Like, oh, God, this could be built on. But, I don't know, maybe just the idea I sent was just terrible.
I mean,
I don't know.
I'll admit, the first time I saw his response about me sounding like what he said I sounded like.
A 67-year-old pedophile in IRC.
I was just like, hey. No, all right. Yeah, I can see it. But,
anyway.
Yeah, news.
Washington, mom wants booster seat off the market.
Hoo-yah.
Okay.
Good, don't buy it.
Well, no, here's the thing. There's circumstances to this. A mother whose son was killed while riding in a Costco Explorer booster seat has started a campaign to get them all off the market. Melanie Armstrong of Victoria, Texas, says the Costco Explorer and the next generation Grand Explorer are marketed for children as small as 30 pounds, but are not safe for children under 40 pounds. Now here's the good part.
There's a good part to this?
Her two-year-old son, Christopher, weighed 33 pounds and was riding in the Costco Explorer seat when he was thrown from the vehicle and killed as the family's minivan rolled over in a 1999 accident.
Excuse me. Now, I can understand the whole idea behind a car seat is to keep you safe during an accident. You being a toddler.
Yeah.
Somebody under the age of, let's say, 10.
Yeah.
I think that's what when they're supposed to be able to be in the front seat and buckled up. Okay. This is not gospel. I don't want anybody listening to this demo writing me and telling me, hey, children under 14 are supposed to be in the back. I don't care. I'm just using it as an example.
Okay.
Now, it's supposed to keep the kids safe. Okay, during an accident. They're normally thinking, like, 25 to 45 mile an hour fender bender.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody either running into your front or
in the side and whatnot.
Or the back. Your car starts to roll. Pretty much everybody just holds on to their own ass. Okay? You're lucky you didn't get thrown out. Secondly, if you don't want your kid to be thrown out of the vehicle while in his car seat, while rolling over, don't get a goddamn SUV.
It was a minivan, man. I mean, not too far, admittedly, but
the difference being
6 inches?
It's a kite. Okay, it's a four-wheel kite.
Yeah.
That is it. I drive a minivan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not because I want to, because it was free.
Yeah, it was given to you, man.
Free vehicles are the best vehicles to have.
Don't look a gift parent in the mouth.
Exactly. Your mom dies, you get the minivan. It's all good. But it's a kite, all right? Somebody sneezes in oncoming traffic, and you roll over, all right? Tough deal. God didn't like you that day. That's all there is to it.
See, here's the points I just wanted to make. One, and this little bit of info came from your girlfriend, by the way. That particular booster seat we sell at work, well, there's three different positions for the belt to sit in. How do we know she just didn't, like, fuck up, not hook it up correctly?
More than likely. I mean, what was it? 90% of parents don't know how to install their child safety seat correctly. And that was, like, what was it? Nightline?
Yeah.
Big deal. You screw up, your kid dies, you blame somebody else. That's the American way.
Yeah. And the second point I have, because this sounds like a really extreme case. I mean, one, especially with the rollover, and two, how do we know it just wasn't that point, like, maybe the belt, not the belt on the seat, but, like, the belts usually attached the car seat to, just broke and just allowed the kid to pull a Dale Earnhardt?
Let's not go into the Dale Earnhardt thing, okay? First of all.
Okay.
Secondly, the whole belts breaking in the vehicle, well, yeah, fine, but that's just going to mean that she's going to sue some other company for more money, because car companies make more money than car seat companies.
Yeah.
Because belts aren't supposed to break no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be able to fall off a cliff, Grand Canyon, take a nosedive into the Colorado, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They haul you back up by a winch, and you're sitting there dead, but your seatbelt's fine, so everything's okay. All right? That's just the way it's supposed to be.
Backtrack a little bit. Can I say one thing about the Dale Earnhardt bit?
It's your show.
All those fuckers that have, like, the number 3 stickers and all that, like, you'll never be forgotten shit, they need to get over it, like, right now.
Well, you have to remember something. When somebody dies, everybody, like, only thinks of the good things they did.
Yeah.
Because Dale Earnhardt, while he was driving, and you can send me hate mail if you want, was the biggest asshole that NASCAR ever fucking saw. He invented the chrome horn.
Yeah.
Okay, he traded enough paint to repaint San Francisco. Okay?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I stopped watching NASCAR in, like, the 80s, so.
But he was, like, the biggest dick NASCAR has ever seen. So, and he dies, and everybody, oh, Dale, Wherefore art thou my Dale? Who the fuck gives a shit? He was a driver. He didn't want to wear a shit ride or it broke. Who cares? He's dead. I feel sorry for his family. I really do. He's not making the money he used to, and they're missing Dale. Okay, great. To the public, he was a dick. Okay? Eh. Well, I'll feel more sorry for the petty kid. Okay? When he died.
Yeah.
Now, that was a tragedy. New kid. Hadn't had a very long career.
Mm-hmm.
Generally clean cut.
Yeah.
And he's dead. Well, there's a tragedy. Some old fucker who wants to... can't even get the cock out of his ass long enough to say, good job, son. I don't feel sorry for him.
Well, the thing I always thought was, we have all, you know, all these people that actually made, you know, really good contributions to society who, you know, aren't that revered. But yet you have somebody who is good at going 165 miles an hour turning left, and everybody's like, I'm gonna name my kid after him, and all those cars painted with like number threes and all that shit.
Yeah, I'll tell you from experience, turning left at 180 miles an hour is hard, but stopping on gravel or turning right is
a complete bitch, man.
God damn.
Yeah, yes, folks, you can say he was in a hurry. He says he was trying to get home to his girlfriend at the time.
That's the word. I was getting home to get some extra cash to get the present for my at-the-time girlfriend, because I had missed her birthday by one day. I was out of state. I was going to get her a nice present, take it over there. It was early in the morning. And I'm in a hurry to get home so I can get back, get it, get over to her house in time so I can take her out to breakfast. Yippee skippy. And I get into a little accident.
A little accident.
It's so I totaled my car. It happens.
You flipped the motherfucker 2.5 times.
3.5.
You ripped the bed off of an S10.
Yeah.
Which was funny, because from what I remember the photos...
180 yards.
It left the rest of the truck clean.
Yeah.
It's like they just... I mean, like they surgically took the bed off. You know like they do when they put flatbeds on them or shit like that? Like you just... It was gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you were in a hurry.
I was in a hurry.
That is not get your girlfriend a present hurry.
That, well, what type of hurry is it?
That is 500 kilos of cocaine in the back, 5 cops on your ass type of hurry. I don't know, could you stick 500 kilos of cocaine in the back of that thing?
500 kilos?
I don't know, and for the vehicle question...
A little over 1,000 pounds. No.
You couldn't get 1,000... Back seat, maybe?
What back seat?
God damn it. Yeah, hold on. Okay.
You either fuck on the hood, or, like, in the passenger seat so the steering wheel's not in the way.
So the steering wheel ain't trying to jam up her ass.
Yeah.
Oh, she might have got turned on by that, though. We'll leave that for...
Well, that one time, yes. and it was the shifter in a Toyota pickup. But we'll leave.
And Trench is going to be like, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. It's better her than you.
Yeah. I don't know, Smack's always talking about doing people in the pipe. I don't know. I don't know what, like, Star's work schedule is. I only kind of know what Trench's is.
We're going to leave that. Trench, I have no part in this, okay? I was not consulted. Please don't come over here and kick my ass, all right? It's all reverence. So if you decide to ditch this thing... Not my fault. Blame him.
Well,
right? Thank you.
Well, I will say this much. I'll even the playing field. They can make fun of us.
It's too easy. Okay? It's too easy to make fun of you. And it's really easy to make fun of me because I hang around you.
And that will also make for great radio. What were we talking about earlier?
Just don't insult the guy whose ass you're trying to kiss. Or actually, whose, like, net you're trying to kiss.
Yes. I don't know. He has less... Did you know he has less upstream than we do?
Really?
Yeah.
We should be hosting him.
Well, I don't know. That'd be like real pain in the ass to set up.
Oh, it's not like we can't set up a fucking server. No. I mean, how many in the house do we have right now?
Shit. Let's not go geeky yet.
I mean, I was going to set up a Domino server earlier, alright? So.
I don't know. Well, actually, we're going to go slight geeky on this next.
Slight geeky?
Slight geeky. From BBC... Spears warns against piracy.
Whose?
That Spears.
No.
Titley Spears.
Twatley?
Titley Spears? I don't know.
Twatley?
It's too easy. Anyway.
The Britney? Oh my god.
The fucking bitch pimp of Pepsi.
Okay.
Britney Spears is among the pop stars fronting a new advertising campaign aimed at warning people against online piracy. Rapper Nelly and hip-hop star Missy Elliott, there's a difference, will also be featured in the campaign, which will be screened on TV in the United States over the next few months. It has been funded by the world's biggest record labels to educate people about illegally downloading music off the internet, which is being blamed for a dip in sales.
Bullshit. Okay.
According to industry estimates, over 2.6 billion music files are downloaded illegally every month, mainly through unlicensed peer-to-peer services. CD sales have reportedly dropped by 7% in the first half of 2002.
Where everything else has dropped by 30%. Have we not noticed we're in a goddamn recession?
I'll go on about that here in a moment to finish this off. Quote, we wanted to hit fans with the message that downloading musically illegally is, as Britney Spears explains, the same as going into a CD store and stealing the CD, said Hillary Rosen of the Recording Industry Association of America.
No, it's not.
Too many people don't realize that when you download a song from... Can I try that again? Too many people don't realize that when you download a song you like from peer-to-peer network or some other unauthorized internet service, you're stealing music, she said. The TV adverts will be shown at a congressional hearing on piracy in Washington on Thursday before making their debut on U.S. screens a few weeks later. A print campaign featuring such performers as Eminem, Madonna, Missy Elliott, Elton John, and Luciano Pavarotti, why the hell Elton's in this, I don't know, will be
launched... What? Elton John's in there?
Yeah.
He was, like, one of the biggest fans of MP3 trading.
Well, no, he was... If you remember back that interview, he wasn't a fan of MP3 trading, but he was agreeing with the idea of what a lot of MP3 traders have, is that the record industry is one of the biggest pirates out there.
Okay, go ahead.
And Luciano Pavarotti will be launched in major American newspapers and magazines this week.
Do not steal!
Do not steal!
Do not steal!
Like I said, finishes off. Downloading music off the internet first became popular as Napster. Attracted tens of million users at the height of its popularity. A moment of silence. Long enough.
Okay. But started with Napster?
The service finally closed earlier this month after a judge blocked its sale to German record label Bertelsmann, but a number of bidders have since come forward offering to save the site. Give us a moment, folks. Might as well let him in, dude. We're recording!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do we need a red light out there?
You need one.
We need one?
Yeah. Okay,
what time's Home Depot closed?
No, they're closed by now, man.
Hold on, wait. Walmart, red light bulbs?
I don't think so.
No?
Damn. Oh, well.
We'll check.
Yeah, we're going to put a red light bulb out there, man.
Just here.
Dun, 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 dun. Do not disturb, damn it. Anyway.
Idiots fucking about.
A raft of file-sharing alternatives have also emerged among them favorites, Kazaa, Audio Galaxy, and Morpheus.
All of which suck, by the way.
I don't know. I like Kazaa, though.
Kazaa sucks.
Kazaa has actually worked for me. That's been one of the few.
Kazaa works. Don't get me wrong.
Well, Kazaa light. Get rid of that ad spyware horse shit.
Well, I've fucked away the spyware.
Crap. Yeah, yes, you have.
So I got the Kazaa bit down, and it works. But I'm sorry, Napster was ta shit. Everything else afterwards has sucked.
No, Scour wasn't too bad.
Scour sucked too compared to Napster.
Yeah, but Napster, remember, you can only get MP3 files. Scour was everything. Well, save for compressed like zips, RARs, and all that shit. And you can also get more than 100 results at a time. That's my reasons for liking it. That's all I'll say.
Course, he wonders why it doesn't get played.
Of course, I also remember when I thought Napster was stupid at first. Because old school, you know, like news groups, FTP, and all that.
I thought we weren't getting geeky.
Okay, I'm going to get geeky for a few more minutes here. Because there's at least, like, one other geeky news story in here.
You know, we're going to have to stop after the news break for a little bit so I can get some upgrades.
Well, yeah,
He's just, like, pissing me off.
Well, of course we're going to take a break here in a moment, man. But...
You don't expect me to go for more than 20 minutes without some upgrades.
so much connotation, so little time. But, no, the whole thing you said about the recession, is, you know, right.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody has money to spend these days.
Yeah, we don't buy shit.
And then, two other things. Have you noticed a lot more people have been buying DVDs rather than CDs?
Yeah, they're cheaper than CDs.
Well, one, they're not only cheaper, you have more material.
True.
An hour, or actually, no, let's go back with most pop CDs. 45 minutes of songs versus a 2-hour movie, and plus, with most releases, a whole shitload of extras. Lord of the Rings. $15 for both widescreen and full screen, and that was, what, 4 hours of material?
Yep.
Any new CD, $19.
By the way, if somehow anybody with the production of Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, is listening, next time advertise better. You didn't finish the fuck story, and I was pissed. I would have sat there for 9 hours, but no. You go 3 hours, of which it seemed like a half hour, and you quit, alright? I get bitched at if I pull out, so do you, alright? Enough said.
No, except for the fact you already have a girlfriend, just now the fact you made the revelation that you would have sat 9 hours for the Rings trilogy would almost guarantee you wouldn't get any for like the next 5 years.
Yeah, but why is it out of everybody that you know I have the easiest time of finding ass?
I don't know!
Okay.
We need to get a grant and study this shit, okay? You know, I can't get laid to save my life. You can have more bitches than an AKC licensed breeder.
I haven't spent a night alone in the last 6 years.
I would think that'd get annoying after a while. Like the whole, like, blanket hogging and shit.
And he wonders why he doesn't get laid.
Saw that coming a mile away, I ain't go with it. I'll make fun of myself, I don't care. I like self-deprecating humor, good at it.
Did you say self-defecating? Are you shitting
deprecating.
On yourself?
Deprecating!
Well, now that he has shit himself, what's the next item on the agenda?
Walk over the hall and give me some toilet paper, if that's the case. No, nah, I didn't. Sit the hell down.
I haven't got up!
No, actually, no, you don't need to sit the hell down, because we're going to go do a break.
We're going to a brick.
A brick?
Break?
Well, there's like 20 of them out there on the front porch.
Oh, smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all over
so, that. So, Spankwagon East, we'll be back in a few. Do it to me every time. All the redheads said to shred the cello. And I'm jello, baby. Two won't talk, won't look, won't think of me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. I'm a guy like you. Listening to Cho-Cho Sam fall in love all over again. I'm a lot like you.
You. sand, 'cause I think we make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, 'cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking, and I ain't faking. I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
What the fuck are you doing in my Leatherman, man? Like, you just... the fuck is... Try that again. Do that again. Just don't let it fly out of your hands, please. Hey, that, like, was normal. What the hell, man?
Yeah, but... See, when I... Close?
Jesus. He could, like, disembowel somebody with that. The demo of Spankwagon East continues, and I'm hoping that Peppercorn here won't injure me with my own tool.
Are we recording again?
Yeah.
Fucker.
Didn't you see me push those back up?
Push what? Like, I pay attention to you. Nobody else does.
Yeah. But, no, as I seen earlier, a little mini rant before I go on with the news.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just saw a commercial for Intel.
Almost as bad as a goddamn Mac user.
It wasn't plug and play, it was plug and get mad. It's because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you stupid bitch.
I'm a Mac user, because I'm stupid.
Actually, one picture I'd seen from Hard OCP, one of the guys who run it, Steve. It's like, I have never used a PC, or I've never used a Mac. It's because I think PCs are the best thing since dead lizards in a freezer.
Well, there we go, folks. 20,000 years, and that's how far we've come. Dead lizards in freezers.
Hey, it's only because the hard used to be safe. But, no, back to the meme rant a moment.
So why do you use a PC? You've never been hard.
The only reason you don't know that is because I locked the door and turned off the lights.
Okay, question. You only have one fucking light. What lights?
You have a point.
Okay,
anyway.
Now just... Until you can count, don't give me shit.
And, okay... Intel commercial. Intel. New one.
New one.
Intel inside everything. Homework, photos. Using a song from Obie I Like, We're All Made of Stars. Two things. One, Intel just needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, they have market share like no other, but...
Give it.
Don't be so fucking pompous about it.
Okay.
I mean, the dancing, like... Or, like...
Fucking
gay colored
walker.
Suits, like, you know, disco music. No, but here's the other thing. I'm tired of good popular songs being used in commercials.
That's gonna be your rant.
Yes.
That's gonna be your rant about that Intel.
Well, no, it's not about the Intel commercial.
I mean, if you're gonna start something about this Intel commercial, okay, talk to it about Intel in your video. And their whole fuck commercial looks like it was done on an 8mm handheld in 1970 fucking 2. Alright?
And we can prove this. We got one, except it's back in Marvel.
Yeah, it was mine.
Yeah. You had no need.
No need for it.
Yeah. Just wanted to play with it. But anyway, no. Actually, my rant was more about using the music.
Okay, go ahead. Music.
Like, Stevie Ray Vaughan's cover of Voodoo
Child. The only
thing
he gets a hard-on about is music.
Yeah, because like mentioned multiple times before, can't get any. Anyway, Stevie Ray Vaughan's cover of Voodoo Child. Awesome cover. What do they use it for? The Nissan Xterra.
Could you buy the rights to the song?
If I had enough money.
Do you have that much money?
No.
Then quit your bitching. Alright, until you have enough money to buy the rights to all of this fucking property,
mm-hmm.
Shut up. They have it. Money, cashier.
Yeah.
Cashier's check, money orders, stuff like that.
And all that shit.
Stuff
yeah.
that you can trade for other things, okay? Even, I don't care if they had to send some intern over and have her suck the cock of the guy who wrote the goddamn song, dead or alive, alright?
They're both dead.
Yank, yank. Okay. I've heard Lenny Kravitz do the same thing, so.
Yeah.
They have something to trade for it. You do not. Okay? Until you do, and you have enough to trade for the rights to all the music that has ever been published, this is going to happen.
And now you see one of the reasons why I don't watch TV. So I don't, like, have a coronary when, you know, they use, Pink Floyd's Run Like Hell for a commercial, which hasn't happened yet, but now the fact that I've mentioned it, the probability goes up a bit.
Yeah, see? You guys need to hire him in marketing somewhere.
Me in marketing?
Yeah, you in marketing. You do a great job. Do everything that you say is wrong and you'll be great.
Yeah, which is real funny because I've had thoughts about that and I figure I'd actually probably be pretty decent at it.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, marketing is an evil concept. So I'm like at odds with myself.
A, do you have a driver's license?
No.
B, do you know how to drive worth a fuck? I'm not talking about video games.
I think I do. Hey, that's the first time we've heard that. Interesting.
Susie says he knows how to drive. We get sirens around here. Okay. So obviously, no, he doesn't. Okay.
Fuck
do
off.
You have more money than you know what to do with?
Sometimes. But it's only like $5 worth.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm not going to... No, I'm not hiding some fucking trust fund.
Okay. And have you had a relationship with a female that has lasted more than 2 weeks of any meaningful sort? I'm trying to be delicate here. I think I've went on enough about you not getting...
You won't... Yeah, I was going to say, I know what you're getting at. No.
No?
No.
Okay. Obviously, you're doing something wrong. Go into marketing. Everything you think is evil is good. Everything you think is good is evil. Okay? If you go on the way you are right now, when you die and you go to heaven and you see St. Peter or whoever in the fuck you think you're going to see,
mm-hmm.
because Lord knows I do not have a religious bias,
yeah.
they're going to look at you and say, you did everything fucking wrong, dude.
Yeah, that is actually like one of my great fears. That, you know,
elevator, bottom floor.
Well, no, it's like, I'll die. And, you know, I'll just be like, well, I tried to do everything that was, I've been told was good, you know, and great, great in your eyes. I await your judgment. And you know, St. Peter just looks at me like, Reverend, I know you're the one in the middle. You got it all wrong.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, you know? Just, no.
Everything in moderation. Be an asshole in moderation and you'll be fine.
That's what this radio show's for? When you be an asshole to other people? Well, except the listeners, because that would be, like, detrimental to what we're trying to do.
I don't know. They got some masochists out there. They want you to talk dirty to them.
God! You made me spit ice out, you fucker.
Here, give me a straw and a piece of ice.
No! You're deadly with that shit, okay? Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Thank
you. More news!
More news.
Hey, this is what they do, okay? Yeah.
This is what they do?
Well, not like the whole show, because we're only doing an hour demo. They do 2 hours. Mm. So it's like half news, half bullshit. Not like bullshit.
What's
bullshit,
the difference?
I don't know.
Okay. Moving on.
New Kazaa likely to raise labels ire. Okay, we're going geeky again. But not quite.
We already did the Napster thing, man.
No, this is a little different.
A little different?
A little different, because little different. This is going to piss them off even more.
Okay.
Kazaa released version 2.0.
Yeah.
Let me skip past all the, like, 120 million times in the past year. Da, 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 da.
I apologize. Halfway through this show, I did not know that we were going to be doing offensive tech TV.
Offensive tech TV.
Wow, sorry, tech radio.
Yeah.
Soon to be TV, if somebody will get some damn bandwidth!
Hey, you know somebody where we can get some elite bandwidth for $200 a month. Do you still know how to get a hold of that guy?
I think I can.
Okay, anyway. Let's see. Okay. Here's one of the new things about Kazaa. Following in the footsteps of rival Screencast Network's Morpheus software, the new Kazaa allows searches by playlist, letting groups of songs be downloaded as a single item.
Ooh.
The company touts this as a way for people to share diverse lists of songs by different artists while warning against trading copyrighted works.
For downloading full albums.
In reality, this new option provides a new simple way to download albums all at once instead of song by song.
Ooh, am I good or what? See, I can't see this stuff.
No, this gets even better. Kazaa's new software allows people to rate files so that corrupt or false files will quickly collect ratings poor enough to warn people away from downloading them. It also comes with a setting called Filter Bogus Music and Video Files that is set by default as active.
Yeah.
All like the cuckoos and fucked up files that the RIAA are wanting to put on there, they're gone. Bye bye.
No,
and I'm glad for it.
See, I mean, I listen to some talk radio, okay, and I listen to Rush Limbaugh, and he always comes on with his stack of stuff that he wants to get through during the day. We start out with a stack of stuff. The way Robert does his bit is he gets into his stack of stuff, pulls it up, reads to you from it, okay, we have a little bit of commentary, and he pitches it on his bed, futon, whatever you want to call it. So we go from a stack of stuff to a pile of stuff, which he's just going to have to move into one of the other piles of stuff so he can go to sleep at some time, like tomorrow morning.
That's going to get recycled. What? What?
I'm going to hurt you.
Why?
It's been recycled.
Well, the newspaper probably has.
So is the paper.
Why, did you get that special kind?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for recycling. Everything except girlfriends. Once they've been used, they should be thrown away.
Well, there goes our female listeners.
No. I
what, are you going to use them like shake and bake bags?
No!
What?
Okay, female listeners, alright? You're saying that I have no respect for women through that one comment alone. Yet, being a 24-year-old individual, having only two girlfriends in his entire dating career,
yeah,
both of which lasted the relationships over 3 years apiece.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that I don't respect women. Whereas 90% of the rest of the male populace, of which you are not a part,
mm-hmm,
obviously, go through two every week.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know, but at some point we're going to have to, like, hit your commentary. That's going to be, like, a three-parter, you realize.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, you're going to have to catch me in the right, like, month.
In the right month?
Yeah.
And which month would that be, Pro Tail?
The month where I'm pissed off.
Okay, make sure you at least smoke some so you don't, like, get all, like, being a dick on me. And... no. Hold on. Rewind. So you're not being that much of a dick to me.
This is not a porno, okay?
Thank God, because I don't have the instrumental version of Shaft on here. But
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. That's why I wish we had, like, a cable modem at Maple Lane. Do you have this song? No, but give me 10 minutes. That would have been... And now, something not so geekish.
Yay!
Man survives garbage truck compactor. Was it in Arkansas or Alabama? Auburn, Indiana.
Okay, there's some smart people in Indiana.
Northeastern Indiana police said a Noble County man is lucky to be alive after being compacted inside a garbage truck twice.
Twice?
Police said Chad Dillon, 24, of Avila, what? Apparently fell asleep in a trash bin that was picked up Friday by a garbage truck in Auburn, a city about 30 miles north of Fort Wayne. Witnesses told police they heard screaming inside the back of a waste management garbage truck. Wow, how PC. As the driver was collecting trash at the DeKalb County Fairgrounds. Auburn Police Chief Martin McCoy said the drivers told officers he did not hear Dillon's calls for help, and he crushed the trash in the back of the garbage truck twice before bystanders alerted him to the scream. After being pulled from the garbage truck, Dillon was taken to Parkview Hospital in Fort Wayne. He was treated for head, chest, and arm injuries and released later Friday, hospital officials said.
Whoa. When was he admitted?
Hmm?
When was he admitted to the hospital?
Friday.
And he was released when?
I'm assuming the same day because it says released later Friday.
He was compacted in a garbage truck.
Picked up Friday.
Twice.
Picked up Friday. Not in two separate instances.
I know. The same. He was...
in the same run.
The boy was cubed two times, taken to a hospital, and released the same day.
Yeah.
God love your HMOs. Jesus Christ. Oh.
But no, this does get better, though. Although Dillon could not remember where he had been prior to ending up in the back of the garbage truck, he told police he had been out drinking at a local bar the night before. Jesus.
Okay.
Did some friends just want to get rid of him? I mean, Bill Hicks just once said this, and there's probably some truth to it. And yes, I'm going to throw this on a few times.
You sloppy bastard.
But, nah, like, you could become a bum real quick. Just takes the right girl, the right friends, and the right bar. Maybe this is what happened. His friends just, like, christened his dumpster, threw him in it, and he was, like, so blotto out of his mind, he didn't know what the fuck he was.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll buy that.
You'll buy that?
I'll buy that.
But, that's one of my things against drinking. If I get so drunk, I don't know where the hell I've been. That's usually a good sign to stop.
That's why I don't drink.
Or at least not in heavy amounts, anyway.
No.
Hell, you hardly even drink in light amounts, really.
Exactly.
Well, that... No, no, you can't drink. You can't drink gin or whiskey or anything like that, can you?
I can.
But...
I have no urge to.
Nah.
I mean, where... It doesn't taste good, obviously. I could go swill tar, I guess, but...
Well, you almost do anyway. Just in an air form. Ha! You missed. And you almost hit the reset button.
Which would have sucked.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I've been drunk. Okay? Mm-hmm. I never got that, like, nice, warm, fuzzy, high, whatever in the hell you want to call it feeling.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you don't get that, why drink?
Well, see, I like the flavors of certain things. Like, I like the flavor of a Tom Collins. I like the flavors of Jolly Ranchers. Yeah, shut the hell up. Yeah, I fucker. And, you know, I like the flavor of rum and coke. But I don't like... Yeah, I'm weird like that, okay? But I don't like that feeling of not being in control of myself. That's the reason why I don't get... No.
You haven't noticed you're not in control of yourself anyhow? Everybody else is always telling you what to do?
Yeah, God, that job of mine. So is that like perpetual drunkenness then?
Yeah.
Working at that fucking job?
No, it's not just the job, it's life in general.
Yeah, but in life in general, I don't always listen to everybody.
Well, yeah, you do.
Why?
Well, not that I'm complaining,
uh-huh.
Okay, but you put clothes on every day. You tend to take showers regularly. Pretty much do what everybody else does, which is what they've been told to do.
Yeah, but those are usually considered good things. I mean, because I like the idea of, like, body parts not sticking to other body parts, okay? I like the idea of not being outside and thinking I should have put deodorant on my nuts, okay?
Well, you gotta do that at work anyhow.
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
I don't know, that would be a little funny, just like... I'd have to have two sticks of deodorant.
No, it's not two sticks of deodorant. One would be a stick, the other spray. It would be good to go.
Of course, that'd be kind of funny, like... So what would that be, Ralph and Louis guard?
I guess so. I can just see it now. Lift up the testicles. Make sure you get full coverage.
and have we gone off the deep end yet?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be deep end for us? Because we've gone really fucking wacky.
Yeah, like when you had your aneurysm.
Yeah. Okay. God told me to shut the hell up.
Okay, what's next?
Actually, it's all the news we have.
That's all the news you have.
Yeah. I work, okay? I was hoping you would have found something, but... I don't know, what have you been working on this week? Besides
work?
Trying to get a job.
Try to get another job, yeah. Need money.
That's funny that you... Nobody's hiring you!
Well, they are now, because I got 3 interviews coming up, so...
That's interviews. That doesn't mean a thing.
2 of them are second interviews.
When you have their money in your hand, that's working, in my opinion. God.
Pardon us.
That hurt.
Robert just sucked some brains back in.
It's just like, a wad of snot just... then
oh, yeah.
BAM!
That's really a way to keep our... customer.
Okay, we just talked about putting deodorant on our nuts. Do you... snot in the nose is like reading the Bible at this point, okay?
Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus. Numbers or Deuteronomy. Joshua, Judges, or Ruth.
I don't know. I think it was actually covered in the Apocrypha.
No.
You know that part, like, the Catholic Church doesn't want you to see?
What, Baal and the Dragon?
I don't know. I've never read it.
You've never read any of them?
No. The Apocrypha, anyway.
Unfocused bastard.
Hey, I was the one who pointed them out to you.
And I was the one who did the book report on the Bible in Catholic school in fourth grade.
Yeah, you were the only Lutheran there.
But I didn't have to do any of the rest of the book reports.
Why was that?
When in fifth grade you do a book report that's 37 pages, they tend to let you slide a little bit.
You have a very good... I noticed that in high school. Number of pages, as long as it's not like fucking 24... point font type, they like that a lot.
Yeah, because they don't have time to read it all, so they just slap a grade on it and let it go. Another thing you can do that'll really make them look good, full color cover page.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you saw me.
I remember, you did it for you did it for Oscar, and you did it for some other people in high school.
Yes, and you always got A or above.
Yeah, how the hell you can get above an A plus, I'm not sure.
125%, remember?
Yeah.
Hi, 9 volt.
Yeah, I did that.
Brady Bill.
Oh. And for a moment, I forgot what the hell you wrote about.
Oh.
Or Game no, or what? Loss. Or what he wrote about.
Yeah, well.
He ghostwriting, I guess. Would that be the right term? Ghostwriting?
Yeah, kind of.
Or plagiarism. Or no, it was research.
No, it wasn't even research, okay? You want to know what this thing was?
What was it?
It was 5 pages on gun control.
Uh-huh.
Of what I could remember from news clips, Newsweek, and...
Yeah, and all... And news media.
Okay. And I just sat there for, like, one period, typed it up, everything I could remember, slapped on a cover page that said gun control on the Brady Bill, threw a nice little picture... Of the U.S. Capitol on it,
mm-hmm.
on like the United States
yeah.
seal,
yeah.
stapled it together, handed it to him, and he got 125% on the paper that he had 3 weeks to do, and came to me an hour before it was ready. In one fuck period, I got him a good grade.
Now, I have a question to ask. Did any money exchange hands?
No.
Well, of course, you were young then. You didn't know any better.
Yeah, and it was a friend, so...
Of course, then again, you never sold elevator passes to the freshmen either, did you?
No.
I remember Oscar did a few of those.
No, I never sold elevator passes, but what I did do was... I bet you $1 if you give me $1, I'll give you $2 back.
I thought it was...
No, I bet you $1 if you give me $2, I'll give you $3
yeah,
back.
Yeah, okay.
It's then, been like, a while.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a while since I've heard it.
Yeah, I mean...
So.
I'm all up and doing better cons now.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're in the computer business. But
much more lucrative, too.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm just noticing our time for this demo is almost up.
Almost?
Almost.
Almost.
You got about a minute.
A minute?
A minute.
Yay! We have another minute with our wonderful, wonderful listeners.
Any, like, ass kissing you want to do? Before I, like, encode this and send it off?
Yeah, but they'll have to show up here first. I'm kind of an interpersonal type of guy.
You know your girlfriend will get mad.
She's at work.
Yeah. As for me, please? We want to do this under Spankwagon, or I want to do it under Spankwagon name. I don't know about him.
Hey, by the way, Trench, puss on the air. Or I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to sex you up like I used to during Cat and Mouse. You remember this, don't you? Those nice, quiet nights we spent together out in the parking lot while everybody else was in getting their bacon cocoa. Want to go back to those days? No, didn't think so. Put us on the air. Thank you.
And the funny thing is, the way that is going to... I would expect that was like some like Isaac Hayes or Barry White song. You want to know what song's on right now for the last bit? Megadeth, Peace Sells.
Sorry.
Of course, I remember like Kilroy and an ex-girlfriend like whispering sweet nothings in each other's ear while like Ninevolt and I were listening to Tool's Anima loud as fuck. That was strange.
True.
But so is his show. But that's what we like. And that's what we hope they will like.
Thank you for listening to our demo. We hope you have a wonderful evening. The views expressed by the host and co-host are right. Anything else is bullshit. So, thank you.
Thank you. And put us on, please.
Good night.
Good night. Price on peace.